Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Neve and not Lizzie, but Megan Simpson.
Hello.
She's a junior at Tufts, and she's coming on with Lizzie. Lizzie's currently working on the tech, as always. We're a little late to the tech. We're a little late to the radio on this day. We're teaching Megan some of our radio skills, which is not much. But Meg, do you want to like say a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what's your favorite food?
Yeah, I'd love to, Neve. I'm from Maryland, right outside of DC. My favorite food is probably avocado toast.
Basic. Ooh.
But like it needs to be like jazzed up a little bit.
What do you do to jazz it up?
Sometimes I do a little like truffle glaze.
Where do you get this truffle glaze from?
Trader Joe's.
Good to know. If you want to get some truffle glaze, just right on over to Trader Joe's. I think Lizzie figured us out. She did. Okay. This is Neve.
And this is Lizzie.
And you're listening to The Rage Cage on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're here today with Megan Simpson. And we're going to be playing some songs Meg's like really into music. She is a really good singer, so you guys should hype her up to make her sing more, because she's sometimes scared of crowds, but that's okay. Maybe she'll sing for us today. But our first song is going to be Man Down by Rihanna. I listened to it in the car today, and it's just a really good song. So here it is.
Turn back now. Don't know what I was thinking. Now he's no longer living, so I'm about to leave.
gun. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Pull it on you. Somebody tell me what I'm gonna do. Ram pa pa bum, ram pa pa bum, ram pa pa bum. Me say one man down. Oh, me say ram pa pa bum, ram pa pa bum, ram pa pa bum. When me went downtown, 'cause now I am a criminal, criminal, criminal. Oh Lord have mercy, now I am a criminal. Man down, tell the judge please give me minimal. Run out of town, none of them can't see me now, see me now. Oh, mama.
All right, so Megan, I feel like I have a couple questions for you. My first one is, what is your background in music?
Great question, Neve. Well, you know, I dabbled in the piano when I was, you know, the ripe age of five, 5 to 16 or 17. And then I gave it up, but I don't know. I've always been a musically inclined girl.
And what are your like favorite genres of music? Like if you could like, I feel like we live in the same house, so whenever I'm in the living room, I always hear Meg playing music in the shower. So what's your best shower song?
Ooh, my best shower song. I don't know. Well, what's your best shower song, Neve?
Mine is, it has to be Lifetime by Justin Bieber.
What?
Yep. I'm a big...
Neve is a Justin Bieber girl at heart.
I'm a Justin Bieber girl at heart. I love singing Justin Bieber in the shower. It is... I just love Justin Bieber. And what's... I feel like... I don't have to show that I'm a big fan when I'm just, like, alone in the shower, you know?
I was not asked this question, but I do have some input. My best shower song, should be everyone's best shower song, is TV Girl, Do the Act Like You Never Met Me. Best song in the world.
I think we should play that song.
Should we?
I think so. Yeah.
Next?
Yeah.
All right, well, here it is.
Here it is. Lizzie's shower song, TV Girl.
Put your hands in your pocket.
Lizzie, I feel like I can imagine exactly how you would dance that song.
Yeah.
Lizzie always like does these like squirrel hands where she like curls her fingers.
Starts, that like, is my go-to dance.
She does like move, a squirrel dance. I don't know where you learned that from, but
I don't know. It's from dancing in like really crowded places. Like you don't have that much to work with, so you know you have to do a little.
I wish that everyone could see what she's doing right now, but unfortunately she did demonstrate it for us. Meg, is there like a specific dance move you like to do when you're in a crowded place? I don't know.
Listening to your favorite song.
I mean, I feel like I gotta go with the classic, like.
She does a classic hand.
A classic hand in the air.
I feel like when I'm alone, I start to move and groove. But no one will ever see that side of me.
That is so true. I feel like when I'm alone, I really let go. Yes. It's like full body experience.
Yes. Yeah. Well.
What's your go-to move? I feel like Neve can do a full body thing in public, though. That is
like a little cow-cow.
Something she has been comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm unbelievable at a cat-cow.
True. She does get on all fours.
For some reason.
It is her go-to position, like, actually.
Back seems to be like, I don't know, I can like curve it really aggressively upwards like a cat. Mm-hmm. That none of my other friends can seem to do that. I don't know, maybe it's like the shape of my spine.
Yeah, do you have scoliosis or?
I don't think so. Okay. Honestly, like maybe I should get that checked out.
I do think cat cow for the doctor. See if the angle, or I don't even know. I don't know geometry like that, but it is very impressive. You would never expect that from a human.
It's almost
body.
Like a full. I can almost like
it's
do
a semicircle.
Yeah, it's a perfect semicircle, which is kind of that's the only thing that I can say I can do unbelievably well.
Yeah,
that's my. So I don't know if there's like jobs out there for people who just need to stand back like a cat. Hire me. Anyway, our next song is the song that. Oh. Whoa. Lizzie's changed some orders up. Wow. Okay, our next song is a song that I found this summer. It's like a mix between jazz and house music. And to me, that's really cool. I'm really into both jazz and house music.
If you didn't know, Neve is a DJ.
Aspiring DJ.
In her free time.
In my free time.
The humble beginnings.
It's the humble beginnings for me, yeah. But this is an artist named Berlioz, and he made this song called Deep In It, and it's really cool. His like album's called like Jazz Is For Ordinary People.
Yes.
Yep. I just had to remember that off the dome. But here is Deep In It. Thank you. Yeah, that's deep in it. I feel like that was a really, honestly, it was midsummer, like July. Yeah. Me and Lizzie, we would like drive to Mystic Lake, listen to Deep in It. It was like very relaxing.
I remember going to get ice cream one time and like listening to that song, and it was you and, oh God, you and Ben Schmelken.
Yeah.
Shout out Ben Schmelken. He's definitely not listening.
could be. We don't
know. He could be. But you were like analyzing this song like crazy.
And we were. Because we were like, we could, I don't know, this song, we just like really liked it. He has a whole album that he does, and it's like all similar vibes. Some people think it's just elevator music, but I think it's like, I think it's really cool.
I do. I really enjoyed it, and I'm like not a jazz person. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I feel like I've been getting
jazz
into jazz.
Jazz is for ordinary people,
It is for
actually,
ordinary people. Like anyway, Meg, back to you. What was your summer song? This is like, Meg literally put me on every Spotify playlist I have. A lot of the songs have come from Megan, so she is a great guest for us today to describe her summer song.
yeah, that huge intro.
I feel like this was a big summer of music for me. I'll plug my playlist, Ultimate Enrichment. I was listening to it literally all summer nonstop.
You're good at the playlist names, I would say.
Yeah, so that was a big one. And at the top of that playlist is this next song. It's called Candy Grapes, probably in my top five of all time. But it's one of those songs, like when I heard it for the first time.
Wait, I think you're off the mic.
Oh, oh my God, am I off the mic?
No, you're good.
Okay, I'm not off the mic. All I'll say about this is it's one of those songs that you just want to, like, eat it when you hear it, if that makes sense.
You want to eat it.
So here's Candy Grapes.
Please call in and say if you, after listening to the song, I want callers to say if they want to eat it and in what kind of style. Is it using a spoon or using a fork?
Also,
are
you using would you prepare it? How would you prepare it? Like, would you saute it?
Would you saute this? I think I want to hear a song I've never heard of before. Maybe I would boil it.
This song I just want to like bite into like a sandwich.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let us know.
Please call in and let us know.
Here's the song.
Here it is.
It's easy to love me. Consider you lucky. Sweet but sinister. Try me, I swear. I'm gonna let down my hair. I'm gonna break things in here. You come for me, better beware. Fire.
it? It was track. No. Track. Track. No. Track. Yeah, yeah,
that was a really good song. It's 7 minutes long, but we did cut it short because we only have an hour on the show.
Yeah,
so we try to get through.
We're chatty today.
We're really chatty. We're trying to get through a lot of songs.
yeah,
because we have a lot of song ideas. We don't really have a theme this week, which we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it's kind of an eclectic playlist.
It's an eclectic playlist.
We can shout that out too. Yeah. It's called Yeah, Lizzie.
The playlist is called Yeah, Lizzie. Anyway, the next song is like one that I just found. It just came out. There's this artist called Sophie Tucker. It's actually two people. One is like a DJ and one is a singer. And this song is in Portuguese. And this artist found this clip from TikTok of these two girls singing this like song. And they ended up sampling the clip and making it into like a really cool dance track. So I've been listening to it a lot and I feel like it just gets me like in a good mood. So here it is. It's called Veneno by Sophie Tucker, Mari Miranda, and Sophia something.
Yeah.
Those are the Mari and Sophia are the two TikTok people because they're featured on the song.
Neat. And then I have to ask, did you find this on TikTok?
I did. I'm Lizzie today. Like, I found this song on TikTok, but actually I found it before it came out because she was like promoting
it. Yeah.
Like the artist was promoting it before.
Wow, that's the best thing ever. Yeah. Actually, not to take more time to talk, but when people are like promoting songs and you hear like a snippet of it and you're like, wow, this is so good.
And you like cannot
wait. And
then
you know the release date's in like 3 weeks. Yep. And you're like, oh my God, I need
like,
more.
I need it. Yep. And they just like do like clip after clip and you're just like, oh.
And so, people on SoundCloud like try to compile different clips together and see what like the middle
yeah, part yeah. Be, yeah. Oh my gosh. So this is Veneno and it's really good. So here it is.
Da boca daquela cobra, eu tava me olhando, mudando olho pra ela e digo: sou vaqueiro, marajoara. Esses olhos de coque se encontram com meu, acho que vai me encantar. Numa cantiga presa do vagalume, no chuveiro, pro fundo, no vento querer espalhar. Veneno, 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 pinga da boca daquela cobra. Eu tava me olhando, mudando olho pra ela e digo: sou vaqueiro, marajoara. Esses olhos de coque se encontram com meu, acho que vai me encantar. Numa cantiga presa do vagalume, no chuveiro, no perfume, no vento querer espalhar. The rhythm, don't let me go. Veneno, let me go. To the time you love
to the rhythm of carimbo, from para to samba. No, the rhythm don't let me go. Veneno, let me go to the timing of the tempo. Close my eyes, I'm so high. No, the rhythm don't let me go.
This is Mercury by Steve Lacy. Again, this is Mercury by Steve Lacy. We're going to do a quick PSA over the song. And here to take it away is Megan.
Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by the Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and at www.somervillema.gov/SCAP.
I'll just cop a Porsche instead. I do as I please and you see where it led. Guess something bad ain't about to happen to me. You think I'm two-faced, I can name 23.
your friend to retrograde is done.
You know what, Lizzie?
Yep.
I just want to say, love you.
Aw, I love you too.
But the next song is
Hate Me
by Miley Cyrus. Here it is.
Go ahead, you can say it's my fault.
Shout out Caroline Tannenbaum, who just texted Neve and I saying our music was all over the place today, which is exactly true. Exactly.
It is
correct.
True. And we were saying that as we were walking over here. We're like, it's all over the place. And that's okay. Because today we are all over the place.
Every week, but especially today.
Especially today. And that's what this music, sometimes we're happy. Sometimes we're like,
sometimes we're
sad.
A little stressed out.
Sometimes we're stressed out. Sometimes we're like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, sometimes we are, in all ways.
Megan, ever. What do you feel like today? And who?
And who?
Yeah, give us
who
the,
do you
how
feel like
you,
today?
Give us like your feeling of today, but name a specific pop culture person, character.
Yep.
Icon.
I'll give an example.
Yeah.
I feel like... I feel like Wendy Williams...
Oh, wow.
I feel like I could, like, you know, I could start a fight today. I could start an argument.
Yeah.
So that's why I would say Wendy Williams.
Okay. Who would you say, Megan? Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah. What vibe am
you
I giving you, Lizzie?
You are giving me, wow, just so many. Probably, like, no.
She's giving me... Casey Musgraves.
Oh, interesting.
Like, she's giving me calm energy.
That's elegant.
It's elegant. She's giving me calm energy. It's giving me country, almost. Like, she looks like she could ride a horse today.
Yes. Yes.
She also looks like she could play the guitar today.
Yeah.
And that gives me Casey Musgraves, which we've played a lot on the show. So, if any of you, like, listeners aren't familiar, are you really listening?
You're not. You obviously aren't a real fan. Anyway.
We got carried away there.
Just
got taken away there.
We got taken away.
Almost like a cowboy took you away.
This is really awkward because I was going to say we're going to play Heart Don't Stand a Chance for Caroline Tannenbaum, who requested Anderson .Paak. But soon to come is Cowboy Take Me Away.
Cowboy Take Me Away. That would have been such a good transition.
I almost should have just stuck with that. But at this point, here is the song. And
here it is. Enjoy.
Staring, be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Huh. Your heart don't stand a chance.
All right. So that was Heart Don't Stand a Chance by Anderson .Paak. Great song. Oh. Ooh. That was a great song. I really, really always like Caroline's rap recommendations. Yeah. This is not really rap, but it's like R&B vibes. Mm-hmm. Love that. Thanks, Caroline, for giving us an R&B song for today. The next song is what Meg was talking about before. It really reminds me of her. I've learned this song from her. The Chicks are, because like the reason why I listen to The Chicks is because of Meg. So she can describe this song and, you know, what it really means to her.
I'll share a little anecdote. This song just reminds me of the end of my senior year of high school. I was in a big Chicks era. I actually went to their concert, I think, 2 summers ago. But this song specifically reminds me of this one morning, end of senior year, after a graduation party, driving with the windows down to get bagels.
So if you feel like this could be that type of song for you.
Also, this is probably going to be our last song, so.
Is it?
How long is it?
This song is probably going to be our second to last song.
Yeah, we'll see, but.
I think we have one more lined up, but here's Cowboy Take Me Away by The Chicks.
Those are
right. The last song, since I feel like we've hit a lot of genres today. The last song is kind of like reggae, tropical vibes. This song is called Dreams to Remember by Toots Hibbert. Just to remind you guys, you're listening to The Rage Cage on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Please listen to us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Me and Lizzie. And today,
Meg.
Woo! All right, here it is.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, Meg.
It's been a pleasure, Neve. Thank you so much for having me. It's been my honor.
Anytime.
I've got dreams to remember. I've got dreams to remember. On that soil they lost life, another man arms holding you tight. Nobody knows how I'm feeling sad. All I know, I walked away and cried. I've got dreams to remember. Listen to me. Dreams. What dreams? Just a friend, but I saw him kiss you again and again. These eyes of mine just don't fool me. Why did he hold you so tenderly? I've got you know, it's satisfying.